A Fate Totally Worse Than Death by Paul Fleischman. Narrated by Monica Willey. Chapter 1. Danielle despised waiting in lines. Mixing body mechanics and brazen gall, she edged past a bent-backed blind woman and her dog, then two tottering veterans of San Juan Hill, then a mother with triplets, and squeezed onto the bus. She saw the sign above the seat reserving it for senior citizens. She also saw that it was the last seat left. She grabbed it, pretending not to notice the parade of the old and infirm shuffling past. Last aboard, the blind woman halted directly before her and groped for a handhold. "Just my luck," thought Danielle. "Helen Keller has to stop next to me." She felt poison-tipped glances thrust at her by her neighbors. The Whistler's mother look-alike to her left cleared her throat in a meaningful fashion. Danielle rolled her eyes, unzipped her pack, pulled out Prom Night Massacre, and opened it in front of her face. Cross-eyed, she flipped through the pages to her place. Her father. What a loser, thought Tanya. A sculptor. Not that he ever managed to sell any of his weird creations. She shuddered to recall their pathetic Ford Pinto and the single black-and-white TV they'd been able to afford. Who could blame her mother for dumping him? Or for marrying the knockout Ben's driving owner of Belvedere Realty? She'd taught Tanya a lot. Get what you want out of life. Get it now. And don't worry about stepping on toes. Or hearts. Danielle smirked. She'd come across characters like this, in books like this, plenty of times. Ambitious, unrepentantly selfish, materialistic.